I'm Tracy Ross here in the studio with Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to be joined on the phone by Pennyroyal Area Museum Director Alyssa Keller. Alyssa, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank y'all for having me.
Alyssa, we're really tickled by your programming for Halloween. Let's start with the exhibit that you're featuring, A Peek Inside the Casket, An Exhibit to Die For. How did you assemble this?
Well, actually, everything that we have out is we've had in the museum's collection, and we have kind of it's a twofold exhibit. One kind of displays and depicts a funeral scene, essentially, from the early 20th century, I'd say, with a casket and a backdrop that would have been portable, where undertakers would, when funerals were held in the homes, undertakers would come in and they would have this box that had a backdrop that was pulled out and put up to kind of set the scene for the funeral. And we have some mourning items, fans and bonnets and things like that on display. Then on the other side of the wall, we have the embalming room. And we have traditional embalming equipment, all from regional funeral homes or morticians, both things that would have been used in a funeral home, so an old embalming table and equipment used there, but then also a cooling board that would have been used by the undertaker, again, when they would go into the homes to set up for funerals.
So did they do embalming in the homes?
Yes, they would have done some kind of, as far as I understand, some kind of basic embalming on these cooling boards. The table folds up and has a handle on it so you can carry it, and it's a wooden table, and they would have put ice underneath it to keep the body cool while they were working on it for presentation, and then they would have also displayed the body on the board as well. So it's a morbid exhibit, but it's very interesting.
Well, you know, it's only morbid if you think it's unusual, you know, when it's not. It's not very unusual.
Not at all.
Describe the equipment.
Well, the like I said, the cooling boards, we have two of them, which is nice because we have one that's open. So it looks like a little kind of a low wooden table. The top of it pops up, so there's a little bit of an angle where the head of the body would lay. And then we also have one that's still folded, so folded with the handle on it. So when it, you know, locks, kind of like a trunk would lock, and that's how it would have been carried in. The embalming table that was used in a local funeral home, it's glass with a brass ring around it, and it's got a big crank on an iron crank on the bottom, and that was to help tilt the body when they were letting blood out and putting fluids in. And then we do have some different, I don't even know what all they're for, different tubes and spouts and spigots and things that were used in the embalming process.
Well, it's really interesting that people in the community have contributed these items to preserve a part of our history in your museum, the Pennyroyal Area Museum, which is a treasure trove of vignettes. Of contributed by families and individuals. I love the bedroom of the gentleman. I think that's just really evocative with his shoes there and his, you know, his chair, and it just makes you feel at home. Now, also on Halloween, actually Halloween night at 5:30, Christian County historian William T. Turner is recounting the legend of the Bell Witch. I bet you've read The Legend of the Bell Witch.
I've read different things about it, and I've heard Mr. Turner tell it a number of times from the time I was a little bitty girl growing up here, and I heard it last year. And it's a fascinating story. It's set not in Christian County. It's actually set nearby in Adams, Tennessee, and it's the story of a family, the family of John Bell, who was haunted quite viciously by a spirit, and the story of what happened to the family and what happened to the spirit eventually.
And this is a scary story that has, in fact, witnesses and you know, backup sources. This is not just made up.
Correct. Yeah, there are lots of witnesses. at the time when it happened in Adams, Tennessee, this was it did affect the John Bell family, but they weren't the only people who encountered this spirit of sorts. And the story itself, it's bone-chilling by all means, and interesting and bizarre, and it's definitely it's a good story any time of year, but definitely for Halloween. And it's nothing that's gonna I don't know, scare the little ones too much, but it's good for the little ones. It's good for people of all ages. It's a fun story that really makes you think about what all is out there.
Now, Mr. Turner is going to do this following Downtown Trick or Treat. Describe what happens in Hopkinsville on Trick or Treat night.
Well, the Parks and Recreation Department of the city, they do a Downtown Trick or Treat where block off a couple of blocks of downtown, and downtown merchants and businesses hand out candy to hundreds and hundreds of children who come and parade through in their costumes. And it's a fun night for the whole community, and the museum is very happy to tie into that and to have this event as the trick-or-treating wraps up with Mr. Turner to tell this story, to kind of give it, a spooky edge, but also add that historic side to the eerie side of our community and of our region.
Yes, it's good to live near a real-time scary story.
Exactly. Makes it all much more real.
Is it true that it kind of starts off with people seeing a creature with the body of a dog and the head of a rabbit?
Oh, I haven't heard that part. That's even more scary. What I remember of this story is just the weird stuff that happened in the house. The family being essentially tortured by this spirit in the middle of the night and having choking sensations and having hair pulled and covers ripped off and all kinds of things while they were trying to sleep and not ever getting a good night's sleep because of it.
I read that the kids thought that rats were chewing on the bed, and it made me think of a time when I had a red squirrel come into my abode, and I had floor-length drapes, and the red squirrel would get up underneath the baseboard and start chewing on the drapes. And one night I was there, and I heard all this chewing noise, and I looked, and my drapes were disappearing down a crack in the baseboard.
And, oh my goodness!
And I tugged, and there was some resistance. I fled the scene immediately.
I don't blame you. Wow.
So tell me where Mr. Turner's recounting of the Bell Witch will be, the legend of the Bell Witch.
We'll be holding that at the fountain area of Little River Park, and that's on it's on Bethel Street, but kind of right beside the library in ways, but it's on Bethel, right at 9th Street downtown. If it were to be raining, the rain contingency plan is to go just across the street from the fountain area at the park to where the downtown farmers market is held, and there's a little pavilion there.
You know, before I let you go, Alyssa, I'd like you to sort of give us a nutshell. You used to just be the Pennyroyal Area Museum, but now we call it the Museums of Historic Hopkinsville Christian County. Outline what properties you have now.
Sure. The museum started in 1976 with the Pennyroyal Area Museum, which is kind of our flagship, kind of the mother home here. And it's in the old post office downtown. And this museum is dedicated to local and regional history. Primarily of Hopkinsville and Christian County, but extended on out into western Kentucky. In 2008, we opened our second location, and it's just catty corner across the street from us, so within our little complex here, and it is in the Old Central Fire Station, and it is the Woody Winfrey Fire Transportation Museum, and the exhibit there focuses on fire equipment and the fire department in Hopkinsville, but also extends into the greater world of transportation in general. So we have antique cars and fire trucks and buggies and wagons and pieces from the local L&N passenger depot, from the train depot, so old gas pumps, anything related to transportation. And next door to it, in 2011, we opened the Charles Jackson Circus Museum. And Mr. Jackson was a local man who fell in love with the circus when it came to town when he was a young boy, and he started gathering and collecting and amassed an enormous collection of circus memorabilia. And we have a good bit of his collection displayed in the Circus Museum.
What fun. Thank you so much for being with us, and happy Halloween.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Alyssa Keller directs the Museums of Historic Hopkinsville and Christian County. The Penny Royal Area Museum, the old post office, is at 217 East 9th Street in Hopkinsville, and it's definitely worth a visit. All of those places are.